Welcome to the White Room Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests that are on the show. Please follow us on social media, give us some likes, and leave some comments so we know that you're out there. Thanks. Now to the show.
Yo, welcome to the White Room Podcast. How's everybody doing today? It's Rob and
Keith.
We're back as usual, and we're MIA on our good friend. If you watched the video that I just posted before, it's on our page. You know, our friend Chris.
His name's Chris Boyle. He's missing in action again.
Yeah, he's missing in action right now because he's in a Call of Duty Warzone lobby right now, a private lobby playing. You're lucky my PlayStation isn't down here right now, bro. But besides that, it's okay. He said he's sick and he don't feel good, so that's cool. I understand that. Tomorrow we have another podcast, and you know, get your ass correct.
Drink a lot of Pepto.
Yeah, drink Pepto, and like I said, man, put something in your stomach so you can shit that crap out. All right. Besides that, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? It's been like a week since we podcasted. How you doing, Keith? Cool.
Good.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, the week has been pretty good. Weather's holding out. Everything's looking pretty good.
That white stuff coming down, thank God.
Thank God. I mean, we're supposed to get like a...
Shut up. Don't say that word.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we'll just say Monday. The thing looks stupid. So, I mean, but, you know, I don't think so, man. I mean, we're going into March, you know? We're going into March. I mean, there are always chances and shit, but the weather's too hot, you know? So I don't know. There's been a lot of shit going on lately. You know, fucking Chinese weather balloons, a whole bunch of shit. I got a couple conspiracy theories on that bullshit.
Chinese balloons. How about the president visiting Ukraine and not caring about America?
Yeah, that was a whole bunch of shit. We got some football crap. We got some stuff. Finally went to a doctor. I've been putting this off for a long time. I'll get into that story. Just to bore everybody so everybody could go to fuck to sleep.
Yeah, he's getting a sex change again.
Yeah, definitely doing that. I'm looking for the other part, and when you go to the doctors, it says like male, female, other, or you know, neuter, or something like that. So that's another thing. Definitely enjoying a night of some beers, relaxing.
If you watch the video, you can see him drinking beer.
Yep, definitely enjoying it. I advise you to, you know, if you want, take a look at the video, and that's our little podcast room. I didn't put the computer and stuff up and all our mics and stuff, but it's all set up. So, I don't know, we can just dive right in on a couple things. We'll go into football real quick, because, you know, it's one of our big things that we talk about. But now, for moves and stuff that are going on and stuff, since I'm a Giants fan, kind of, you know, that's another thing too, yo. I was on the forums and I put a post up on Facebook about it, but a bunch of us were talking back and forth on the Giants forum, and you know, because Daniel Jones, supposedly, I don't know where this number fucking came from, but is requesting over $40 million a year as quarterback. Now, you know. You know, Giants fans, listen, we know what our salary cap is. You know what I mean? So they're saying, oh, they can get the money from somewhere else and stuff like that. But a lot of, listen, you could be a Giants fan, a true Giants fan, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to get into that shit. But, you know, do you really think that he should be paid as much as Mahomes? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Yeah, no, not at all. Listen, I mean, I love Danny Dimes, bro. I mean, he's definitely changed. He's definitely this year. Has, you know, jumped up a huge notch when it comes to being a quarterback, and he's really done his job. But at the same time, you know, that could be also the coaching staff that we have now. You know what I'm saying? You definitely see a change within the players and the coach, and you know, meaning the quarterback too. You know, so I mean, he's playing better because we got one hell of a coaching staff. But
great coaching staff.
Yeah, but you know, the problem with the bottom line is like I understand. You're like, you know, they need to get the money shot. Like they need to get the money, right? Because like with Mahomes, I think it's like a 10-year contract for $450 million, right?
But
that's spread out 10 years.
The kid also went to the Super Bowl and just won.
Oh no, yeah, no, Mahomes is a totally different beast. I'm not comparing him.
I mean, he's not probably gonna win every year.
No, I doubt that.
He's gonna be in the playoffs every year.
He's definitely gonna be in that playoff every year, definitely. But you know, I understand, like, you know, you get hurt, like, you know, in football and stuff, like, especially with Danny, he does run the ball, like, you know, and he has a chance of getting clipped by somebody and, you know, ending his career, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one leg shot, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, happy that he does run the ball, you know what I'm saying, to make plays when there's no plays to make. But at the same time, like, I understand, like, getting that money, but, you know, between $40 and $45 million that they want, that he wants, you know, you gotta look at it both ways. Like, he fired his agent, right? But why did he fire his agent? Because number one, the agent wanted more money for them, or was it because Danny wanted more money and the agent didn't think that he should ask for the money? You know what I mean? I don't know, but you know, we got Barkley, who wants to get $14 million a year too. So, you know, it's hard. How do you put a price tag of like $14 million on Saquon? And, you know, he's a running back. So,
well, he's looking at Christian McCaffrey.
That and Zeke, right?
Yeah. Well, Zeke, I don't know the way they even paid that guy.
Yeah, Zeke is on his burnout now. Zeke is on the tail end of, because Pollard is so much better than Zeke at the moment. The problem with, even though Zeke has got, you know, he still did a lot of yards this year, but he hasn't done as much as he did when he started, when Prescott were just, you know, fresh on it. You know, they were really banging stuff out, but then Zeke's getting older, and, you know, but Zeke is still in there for those like 5-yard hits going across the goal line and shit. But I don't know, like, you know, even for Barkley's been hurt a couple times. Listen, I do appreciate the fact that, you know, most of the gameplay this year was Jones and Barkley, and then, you know, finally our receivers started finding their place, like Hodgkins and all them shit, and those guys, you know, they really picked it up. Slayton, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really had some good plays after, you know, getting the team together. The coaching staff, you know, did good. And, you know, we still haven't seen shit from Galladay. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with him. Hopefully get rid of him.
But we'll take him over to the 49ers and show him a real team.
He was good in Detroit, bro, but he hasn't played for the Giants.
The Rams, Rams want to get rid of Metcalf.
I saw that with Metcalf, yep. Yeah.
Like, good. He's not worth the money they were paying him.
Well, you know, the whole deal is, like, there's some running backs that, like, they were saying they want to pay running backs, like, $4 or $5 million a year. That's what they want to pay them. And because the longevity of the running back is, you know, not that, you know, you don't last long, you know what I mean? Especially getting hit so many times and shit. So, I don't know what, you know, but here's the deal. Like, you know, other people were coming in onto the forum and they were like, we're real true Giants fans. What does that make you? How do you become a fucking real true Giants fan? Like, is there like a special club that we can join, or is there like a pin that you get, or what makes you a true Giants fan? Like, you know, I've been a Giants fan for way, like 20 years, man. Just because I criticize and, you know, say shit, you know, makes me not a true Giants fan. Then every single person that was on that forum that day wasn't a true Giants fan, because, you know what, everybody's concerned about the team, not just the fact of one person. You know what I mean? Like, say if we do pay Daniel Jones out, what are we going to have left that we can get more talent? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if who knows what's going to happen? You know, we need new wide receivers. We need wide receivers. We need offensive line. I mean, our defense is pretty good, but, you know, we need wide receivers. We need to cover that offensive line, and, you know, we have to make decisions and shit. And they were talking. They're throwing out the franchise thing, but, you know, even to franchise him for this year, you know, the franchise is going to cost $32 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So if the franchise is at $32 million, then that's what they're probably going to give him. If they really truly want to keep him on the team, then that's what they're going to have to do, is they're going to have to franchise him. And
I say go after a rookie quarterback. There's a lot of rookie quarterbacks.
Well, that's what everybody was saying. Like, there's a lot of rookie quarterbacks coming up
this year.
Yeah, and supposedly what they were saying is that they already been like scouting quarterbacks, you know, and running backs and stuff. So I don't know. I think it's a dumb fucking move on Danny. I understand he's young and stuff, and, you know, he wants to get the money to make sure that he has the money. But there's no way, dude. We won the first round of the playoffs, and we got destroyed on the second round. And there's, but you know, all right, we're getting destroyed by Philadelphia. Got it. But you know, at the same time, it's like, we didn't go to the playoff. We didn't go to the Super Bowl. We didn't get close to that. Well, I mean, first round, whatever. You know, besides the past the wild card, you know what I mean? But it's still the point, though. You know what I'm saying? That so if you do now, say if you do give him that $45 million contract, or even franchise him this year for the $32 million, what happens if he sucks?
Yeah, and then next year you guys are playing 49ers over California.
Right, so I mean, the whole thing is you got to build the quarterback. I understand, like, everybody's like, oh, Brady and this and that. But Brady used to cut his pay and take lower money so that he can have a stronger team around him.
All the time.
Smart move, because the guy knew that he was going to be playing forever, and he's probably coming back this year anyway. Like, everybody else is talking about how Brady could come back, and he's still...
he's going to get paid too much money to broadcast.
The only problem is he took a year off. So, meaning, like... He took a year off. He could squeeze his ass into another team just for the year and then take the job. But now he's having problems with that dude, the announcer that's on there now, saying that Brady's taking 70% of his pay. Obviously, because you're going to have Tom Brady fucking doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who? You know? Like, a quarterback...
Tom Brady's not the one that made the announcement. The guy... The network made an announcement that's how much they're gonna pay him.
Right, so he's gonna get paid out. You know what I mean? And you're gonna lose money, obviously. You know what I mean? So I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, as a Giants fan, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I hope that they're able to keep Saquon and Jones, because most of the shit that you see on Facebook and social media is all bullshit. It's people just hyping shit up to get comments and everything else. And like, if you go onto the Giants page itself, like on the app, and you go into the Giants player page, they have no talking about it. All they say is under contract, meaning like they're discussing. You know,
it's every page. Really nice have it. Cowboys have it.
It's all that social media bullshit. It's all it is. It's just a ramp up.
They have a lot of free agents this year.
They have 23, right? Or something like that. They got like 17 or 23, I heard.
And they're not going to be able to pay all of them.
Nah, they're not. And Jalen Hurts, he wants, what, more money too, I heard, or some shit like that.
Well, that's a kid I would pay more money.
Okay. Yeah, he's a good quarterback. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I would pay him more money, but...
He fell apart in the Super Bowl, though, I'll tell you that. Fell apart. That one fucking drop that they picked up and recovered and ran it in, that really hurt. That hurt them, because that really set them back, bro.
Well, it's every team that played the 49ers that lost after them.
Right. Well, 49er fan over here.
Right. Never left the team since 1980.
That's also, like I was just saying before, I was like, well, I was on the line thing, and people are like, oh, we're real true Giants fans. I was like, how do you become a true Giants fan, and why do you call yourself that? It's like, do you have a special club or a special pin that you fucking wear that says true Giants fan? It's like, bro, I'm allowed to criticize the team because the team, you know, we all talk, you know, people all talk about, you know, what they should do in this, you know. When someone thinks that he's well-deserved $45 million and you had three shit years and then 1 year good when the new coaching staff takes over. So obviously the 3 years, if you were really good, then you wouldn't need the coaching staff to...
You want to talk about a real fan? 40 years of being a 49er fan. That's a real fan.
There you go. Die hard right there. Ding, ding.
Since I'm 5 years old, I'm 46.
Yeah.
I'm 41 years.
I'm not going to lie. I was a Raiders fan before I was a Giants fan. But, I mean, it's okay. Whatever. I really got into football, though, when it was Giants. So, I mean, I watched football back in the day as a Raiders fan. But I really, like 20-something years ago, I got really into it with the Giants. So, I'm like a diehard. I'm not going to say diehard or super fan either, bro, because I don't fall into that. I like to criticize everything. Everything and everybody. I criticize anybody. I criticize myself all the time, every day. It is what it is. But so any moves on San Fran? On of San Fran?
No, I don't think.
What about your quarterback?
I think he's going to be Brock Purdy.
Okay.
I think he's going to be all right to go. Him and Trey Lance are going to have a battle, and I think the team wants Brock Purdy.
Well, yeah, he took you guys all the way to the end until you got hurt.
The kid won 12 straight games.
Right. until that episode with the his elbow. But I mean, yeah, I like I said, I hope he comes back and he's okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because
they're gonna keep both of them.
That was a pretty bad. It didn't look that bad. You know what I mean?
He needs the surgery, but he don't need the. He needs the same surgery, but it's not as intense as people were saying the year out.
Right, right. So it wasn't as that bad, like, kind of deal. So
even if you have to give him a year out, all right, put Trey Lance in there.
Right.
You got a quarterback that can do stuff. You got to build an offense.
Right.
You can't just have two people on offense.
Are you losing people? You got any trades? Meaning, like, no? Everything's good? No free agents? Nobody walking?
No.
I really haven't heard too much noise about the 49ers. There's a lot of noise, you know, and the noise is...
It's the Eagles?
Yep.
The Giants?
Yep.
And a couple of people... I mean...
Dallas is making moves, too.
They got
a new kicker, yo!
Well, that's the thing. Robbie Gould is up for free agency, but we're going to sign him because he's a all-star kicker.
Right.
Guy's been in the league for 18, 19 years.
But Dallas got automatically, they got somebody to replace that dude who fucked up, what, 6 or 7 field goals. That shit, you know, the last couple of days.
But games. I mean, kickers are a dime a dozen. Like, you have to be into, like, Robbie Gould, 19 years in the league.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time. But, you know, it's probably an easier...
Say, oh, I want $3-4 million to kick.
Just think about it, though. It's like, I wonder how much they have to pay their agent. Like, say if they're paying $45 million, like, your salary's $45 million. How much does that agent get? Like, I want to know, like, what's the percentage of that shit?
5 to 10, maybe?
Probably a million, right? Yeah. So that's probably why he wants so much money, because he has to pay his agent. But... You know, I have to say, you know, and they definitely need an agent because there's only like two union agencies that they can choose from, really. So, you know, and it's kind of monopoly when you think about it, because they're just people that are just going to sit there and go back and forth with the NFL, meaning your team or whatever it is, with, you know, pay and stuff, which is kind of fucked up. But think about it, though. How, like, even like say if you were getting paid like $5 million a year, right, and you had to pay your agent one, just say.
$4 million.
Yeah, you can't live off of $4 million
a year.
Yeah, like seriously, like, you know, if you get hooked up in a 20 or 30 million dollar contract in 5 years, say, or something like that, you can't live off of that. Oh my God, bro, what's going on with the world? Some of these guys, bro.
The thing is, they want these big houses, they want the big cars, they want.
And then guess what happens? Guess what happens in a couple years? You see that? You see that shit up for sale?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, live humble, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay humble and take that money, hide it under your fucking bed. You know, get a safe. You know, put it somewhere. Don't, you know, put some of it in the bank, but don't put all that shit. You know, try to get that money out of the bank.
Cause all football players made big money, but they made money, and they're in jail or they're not playing football anymore, and they have nothing.
Yeah, because they go down the wrong road afterwards, that they can't play anymore, so that it's just, you know, it's a shot. Like, and that's why I understand, like, the shit with Daniel Jones wanting $45 million, and then getting like 40, you know, he, what did I say, $200 million for 4 or 5 years. You know, I understand that, but then I guess he figures that after his 4 or 5 years, he's not going to be able to play anymore. So, you know, get the money now, this and that. But this is the wrong time to ask for that money when the Giants don't even have that money. You know, and if they do have that money, you're going to have the same shit as next year if they keep Barkley, and you're going to have the same thing. It's going to be the Jones and Barkley show. And now, I mean, they did sign Hodgkins or Higgins, I forgot his name, and they did sign I think they're Slayton. I don't know, man. It is what it is. But we need wide receivers and we need an offensive line. That's
the thing with the 49ers. We have such a young core. Like, Aaron Banks is second year, so he's a rookie. Trevor Williams got paid because he's the best left tackle in the, I think, NFL.
Right.
Then you have Nick Bosa.
Yeah, well, Bosa, yeah.
Like, you know he's going to get paid.
He has to.
You can't let that kid go.
No.
And he said already, he goes, I will drop my paying salary to play for the 49ers.
Right, because these guys probably live within their means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mean like living... I understand not living with...
George Kittle was like, I'll take a pay cut. Like, that's real teams.
Yeah, well, they're actually doing it for the team, not doing it for themselves. And when you do shit like what Daniel Jones saying, "No, I want $45 million or $40 million or whatever it is," you know, because we really don't know what happened within closed doors. But even if you're saying that, and you know that our salary cap right now, as stated by the Giants website, is $44 million. So if the salary cap is $44 million, then you're asking for $40 million, and Barkley's still asking for $14 million a year. How do you pay Barkley?
Like, next year it's gonna come down to Brandon Ayuk. Next year it's gonna be Brandon Ayuk because he's gonna ask for money.
Right.
But the team's gonna be like, well, you need to do this. You need to score this many touchdowns, and you get your sponsorships to pay.
Right.
That's how you get paid.
Right. That makes sense. It makes perfect sense, bro. You know.
Deebo Samuel, he got paid every touchdown he scored. He would have got paid $150,000 every touchdown.
Right.
He made about $900,000 off his touchdowns this year.
See? That's a lot of money, man.
That's the $71 million for 3 years.
Yeah, I would love to have any kind of bit of that shit, man. You know?
But he had to play two positions.
Right.
They signed him that he had to play wideout. What they called the wideout is receiver and running back.
Right.
And he had to do over a certain amount of yards to get paid another $150,000. It's like...
Well, I mean, those stipulations are actually, they give you an opportunity to make yourself more money. So, you know, even if you're coming in lowballed by, you know, your contract, you know, you still have stipulations and incentives for you to be like, well, listen, if you do this, I'll give you an extra $2 million. And you're like, oh, shit, fuck yeah. All right, I'll do it. You know, and stuff like that. So you still have the opportunity to go farther in your pay than it is if you're stuck in a salary like that.
I mean, he's got 3 years, $71 million. That's a lot of money, yeah, but he has to do all these other things.
Right.
Because if not, the team could drop him tomorrow. Be like, you're gone.
Right. All right, well... That's about it for our football corner today. Woo! No, I'm just kidding. We can move it. You know, one of the big things is, like everybody's been talking about too, is these spy balloons, right? And the unrest, restfulness, if you want to call it, between Russia, America, China, and Ukraine. And you know, I'm like really been really watching this shit for the past, you know, week or so. On like, you know, reading all the press releases and shit like that from, you know, over there and stuff. And you know, one thing, like people don't understand something. And I was listening to this on Dan Bongino's show, and it makes perfect sense. I felt this way too, but people are like, oh, it's just a weather balloon, this and that, and they're spying or whatever. Well, they're listening.
Four or five balloons. Right. There's no reason for weather balloons to come to America.
But that's the balloons that we know about. Like, how many others are not? Exactly. So that's where the problem is. Is not only that, is people don't understand too. If these weather balloons, maybe they're trying these weather balloons out and saying, well, all right, well, this one was detected. This one wasn't. So now we have to make them like this, because technically the only reason why they're picking up the weather balloons is you know, it does pop up on radar, but if you look at the radar thing, it's like a very small blip, but the you know, carrying payload, like, you know, whatever it's carrying, electronics and stuff, is probably what's being picked up. But what people don't understand is that if China really wanted to cripple us, and this makes perfect sense, all they have to do is attach an EMP bomb or something, you know, something similar to that, into one of these weather balloons. And what would happen is if they have the ability, which they probably do, is to not just drop it, but to blow the balloon up halfway across the country. You know, say if it hits a key area, say like New York City or something, right? And they drop an EMP on us. Bro, we will lose everything. We'll lose all our power grid. We'll lose everything. Bro, the Tesla cars, they'll be stopping everywhere. You know, because anything that's electronic wouldn't work anymore, and we'll be having like the game The Last of Us. We're gonna be living in like nothing, you know. And you know, I don't know if we could recover from something like that. And that's well, I mean, we could recover, but it would damage all the systems that we have, and it would probably take a long time for us to rebuild. But at that same time of having that happen, say if China decided or another country decided to come over to us, they would just walk right on our shore.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be able to do anything because some of these tanks, these M1A1, these Bradleys and all this other stuff, they're all electronic. So how, you know, so it's not like you're driving Sherman tanks who are not electronic. They're gas and diesel and shit. And, you know, all the aiming systems are all old. They're, you know, by sight. These computers-driven tanks and vehicles and airplanes, there'd be a waste. There would be a waste. And, you know, another country could come over and take our shit. And not only that, imprison and enslave us to do shit. You know what I'm saying? The communism and everything else. And it's something that's very important for people to think about. Not just like, you know, sit there and go, oh, whereabouts? You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. It's like, it's crazy. You know, people... But you know what? I fucking so hate the left and the right. I do. I hate them both. Because it's like, as much as I'm like a Republican, you know, the mudslinging and the fucking idiot things that they're doing is so stupid. It's like, bro, we got a problem in this country, man. And
they'll never work together. That's the thing.
Definitely will never work together. Never. And if you go on any social media site, regardless if you're looking at Twitter, which is basically Democratic, you know, on the Democrats. I mean, there's some Republican stuff there, but it's very overwhelmed with left-wing, you know, stuff. And then you go on Truth Central, you know, Truth Social with the Trump stuff. It's all Republican stuff. You know, and shit like that, there's no medium. There's no way of really being a conservative and being able to be like, oh, I'm on both sides of the fence here. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody... The whole problem is that the Democrats, because they're in charge now and everything else, they don't want any Republican ideas or views.
Yeah.
And they don't want nobody doing anything. They don't want anybody deciding or doing anything that's halfway even like Republican. You know, and it's like, don't they see that there's a problem? Listen, the shit that happened in fucking East Palestine, right? With the train derailment and shit, right? And here's another thing too, that fucking View TV show. Seriously, like they just a week ago banned Whoopi Goldberg because of the shit she was saying.
Shut that whole show down.
They should shut it all down. The only problem is I think it's owned by Joy, right? So Joy runs the View, I guess. I remember somebody saying something. I don't pay attention to the View. I fucking hate it. My wife loves the show. But the whole problem is that they only give you one view, one perfect view. I know there's one girl on there that's like a Republican, but she gets way outweighed by the big mouths. You know what I mean? You can't even have a conversation without anything. And like Joy said today, oh, well, that's what you get because that's who you voted for. What?
Exactly, that's who you voted for. The Democrats.
Yeah, but Joy was saying because we voted for Trump. We voted for Trump in that thing, and he did something with the trains to stop some kind of thing. Listen, that shit, I'm telling you right now, and it's a conspiracy or not, but that shit was planned. Because, you know what, and it's sad to say because there's a lot of people
Ohio,
that are...
Ohio?
Yeah.
It was Ohio? There was like...
Bro, we have warehouses and manufacturing plants that are on fire. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like our country is destroying itself. And for what? What are we selling ourselves out for? Meaning not us, but what is the country selling ourselves out for? Do you know what I'm saying? What, for fucking China? You know what I'm saying? We should have been doing...
That was the Ukraine. It's not even China.
Well, Ukraine just pisses me off. Like, I understand. Listen, in the beginning, I get it. It was a war. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was an invasion, and Russia came in and said, fuck you, I'm taking the country over, and they tried to get Kiev. And once they realized that they couldn't get Kiev, then they turned around and now they're attacking everywhere, and now it's a bloodbath. And Russia's lost, they said, something like 220,000 people that are dead. And they're just sending people to the front lines that don't even know how to fight, and they're just dying. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, what is this? This sounds like Vietnam. You know, this sounds like it's more like a police state. We have no fucking business. We have problems in our country with, you know, our vets that are sleeping on the streets. Other things. If I was in a position that I had more money and I had bigger social status and shit like that, I'd be helping out a hell of a lot more than I can. I mean, every so once in a while, I'll give to the vets or do this or do that or do something. But that's at the end of my means. Like, I don't have much money. You know what I'm saying? Or influence. But the problem is that we have people who have plenty of influence and they're going out and they're doing the opposite shit that we need them to be doing, you know?
Yeah.
because...
Oh, I 100%.
Listen, Biden had no fucking business going back to Ukraine to tell him what? That we're giving them another $500 million worth of money and supplies and shit?
They bro, trying to take Social Security and people's pension to pay them.
Dude, they're using everything that they possibly can. That's why they got all these fucking tax people who are hounding the shit out of everybody for the least amount of things to bring send back money. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to feed this war. This war that's been going on, it's already a year. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
We're open a freaking armory right up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that shit in Steensboro or something, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's already an ammunition place. Like, it makes guns and stuff. But now they changed it to make shells, artillery shells. Yeah.
It's sent over to Ukraine.
Yep, because Ukraine, supposedly, is using between 3,000 to 5,000 shells per day. Per fucking day. Bro, they're shelling the shit out of the Russian area, and Russia's shelling the shit out of Ukraine. Bro, it's when you get to the point, and one person was talking about this on the radio, and I was listening to it, but a person made perfect sense. He goes, now when you get to a war like this, where you just wake up in the morning and put fucking shells in an artillery gun, and just shoot it off into the air miles away, and then hope that somebody's walking underneath it that's on a Russian or not, you know, meaning you hope it's not a civilian, you hope it's somebody from that side, and it lands on them and you get to kill somebody or whatever, then the numbers, if you want to call it. But both sides are dug in so deep that they're just shelling. They're just shelling the shit out of the area. You know what I mean? Making it a fucking shithole. Making it garbage, like, you know? But at the same time, how do you end that? And the guy said on the thing, goes, yo, the only way that this is going to end is a fucking nuke. Somebody's going to nuke somebody, and that's going to be the end of it, because then everybody's going to get involved. And the worst part about it is we still don't know what China is doing. We don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, of course they're sending weather balloons to us, but what I'm saying is we haven't seen their hand. We know that they allied with Russia, right? And, you know, lately they've been tracking our planes like we track theirs. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, they just had a thing where one of the planes were being followed by an airplane, attack airplane, and the people that were on the American airline thing or whatever. It was a government one.
They say they shot down. They're saying the people that just died?
No, they say that the attack plane was so close that they actually saw the pilot and the co-pilot looking.
Just people that was the flight of Ukraine, and they were shot down from America or something.
Yeah, see, there's so much shit going on. Like, listen, we all know that Joe Biden has no fucking control of this. I mean, he's falling up the fucking stairs of the airplane every single time that he's going up. Every time on the news, bro, he's falling up the stairs. I mean, I feel so bad for this guy because he's really not in charge. You know what I mean? And
I think he's a fucking idiot.
He's an idiot. He's a complete idiot. But the problem is that...
Sorry to say, idiots too.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, and you sit there and say, like, people say, oh, you voted for Trump, and that's why, you know, that's what you get. What happened with the train derailment? How could you be mean like that? And how could you have a fucking TV show, right? The View. How could you have a show saying stuff like that? And, you know, people probably died and people are sick and everything else and because of this shit. And it's like, yo, how do you have any kind of fucking
reason,
thing?
The only reason FEMA went there is because Trump was going to Ohio.
Right. Well, because at first Biden was like, they're not going to use the FEMA funds.
Because they wanted to send it to
you. Yeah. So then all of a sudden Trump was like, all right, I'm going over to East Palestine and we're going to go and we're going to take a look. I'm going to bring stuff. And, you know, they were like, oh, he brought waters and food and stuff that had his name and stuff. They were from his campaign. So fucking what? He paid for them. So, I mean...
out of his pocket.
Yeah, so if he had all these things from the campaign that he just did, you know what I'm saying, and he's bringing it there, okay, he might not have paid for it then, but he had to pay for it to get there. And second of all, he did pay for that sometime. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but
they might have a person that's in there since 1960s that is racist.
Oh, dude, he's the fucking... He's the worst. And, you know, all they...
That's more... friggin' crime bills that anybody wants to know about.
Right.
Everybody's like, oh, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He didn't do that.
And then they got fucking, the only thing they got on Trump is grab him in the pussy.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man. You know.
And then the FBI is backing him up and be like, oh, he has no documents.
Right. But you know what?
Large falls.
Don't show me one fucking guy that's never said that or has even thought about shit like that. You, come on, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Show me one guy. Nah, there's nobody. Do you know what I'm saying? Come on. You talk like
Trump,
that.
Trump ran the country like a business.
Yeah, he ran it like a business, not a politician. And exactly, because they couldn't control him, because while he was in charge, he was on top of them. But, like everybody says, there's people on top of these presidents that come down and they tell them how the country has to be ran.
Like I say, FBI stands for Female Body Inspector. That's all it stands for.
Yeah, I mean, how much respect is a lot of these branches of the government being lost? Like, you know, people are just joking about this shit now. And, you know, you don't want to lose lack of authority, you know, because of shit like this.
They're like, oh yeah, Trump did this, Trump did that. No, you have the cops open the gates. They just have videos on it. Cops open the gates and the cops are like, I don't know why we're doing this.
Well, now they're saying, too, that there was a huge bunch of Russian involvement of January 6th and documents. So now it's like, okay, so they cracked. Listen, they got good hackers and shit over there, bro, in Russia, man, no doubt. And they're just infiltrating all the stuff, just like saying about Trump winning the presidency, that it was a Russian hoax because him and Putin were good friends. Right? Okay. That's great to know, because if Trump was still in right now, we wouldn't be having this issue with Russia. You know what I'm saying? He would work some kind of deal out that Ukraine wouldn't have been in this situation.
And actually, if you heard Trump, he said, I'm not good friends with him. He goes, I'm friends with him. He goes, I'm not good friends with him. And he goes, I will never be good friends with him. He goes, I don't really like the guy.
Exactly. He just knew how to deal with him. He knew how to talk to him, not fall asleep in front of him. You know, that's why, you know, it bothers me a lot and shit, and I try not to get into politics too much, but this is going to hurt us and hurt everybody else later down the line, and, you know, this isn't getting any better.
It's going to hurt the kids and our grandkids.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, but, down the line, definitely, they're going to be the ones that have to deal with this, but we are still alive, and we're dealing with it now, so if something hops off, then we're going to be the first ones to get our generation now is going to be the ones to hit it. And then if we don't fix it, or if it doesn't get fixed with us, our kids and everybody and all the generations below us are going to have to feel for this. And then half some of those generations are not even born yet, kind of deal. You know what I mean?
It's not. God, Jesus. I don't think we're going to be a generation after our kids.
Right, because we're in such a sad state right now that, you know, we're, you know, like even Putin, you know, backed away from the nuclear agreement with the United States and NATO and shit. So, which means that he backed away from the treaty, whatever it was, and saying that now, you know, because it was for not making nuclear weapons and shit like that. So, you walk away from it means that, hey, you know, I don't agree with this no more. You guys are fucking me. But you know what? We all keep seeing it from our side, you know, and here's what I, like, I've been going online, and it's funny, because you can't find information about this on YouTube even. Like, there's podcasters, and there's people that are actually podcasting from Russia, right, and they're talking about the situation, like, as we're talking about it from the United States side, and Russia, they have stronger values when it comes to the family and everything else. And a lot of, and a couple, like, I was listening to them this week, right? And they're not on Spotify and shit like that because I guess they're banned. I don't know how it goes, but you can pick them up. And there's, like, a website. Like, if you get the web address, you can actually listen to them on the website, like, from, like, putting your shit into the computer, right? And I got a couple of them, and I was listening to some of those podcasts, and they're in English, do you know what I'm saying? They're talking about how Russia, how they feel about America, and it's exactly the same way we feel about them, but it's reversed. Do you know what I'm saying? They're saying that we're, like, evil because we have, you know, our family structure is all fucked up. You know, you can be a man, you can be a boy. Listen, just this goes into good, too. I finally went to the doctors this week because I failed my DOT. I had a 150 over 82 blood pressure, which my doctor, you know, believed that that's just complete bullshit. Like, it's not a big deal kind of deal. But when I went to the doctor's office to fill out the application, like, not the application, I guess, because I haven't been there since 2019. Yeah, the medical information, the HIPAA and shit, right? It said on it, which is really funny, it says, what is your sex of birth? Right? So it says male or female. Nothing else besides male or female. And then another question under that says, what is your sex now?
That's...
I was like...
Better be put it down.
I was like, you have a choice? Like, you know, our country, and check it out. It was male, female, other, explain. So if you check the other box, you had to explain what you were. Do you know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, I don't know. You know, so male, female, I guess transgender, I guess, you know, whatever else, other, cat, dog.
Oh, transgender. Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
I just sat there real quick, and I stared at it, and I said, I became an asshole kind of deal, and I went up to the counter and I said, I don't understand this question. And she was like, what question? I said, well, it says, what is your sex of birth? I said, I'm a male. I says, and then it says here, what is your sex now? I said, what does that mean? Do I want sex now? And she just looked at me like I was a fucking nut or something. I said, no, I'm just serious. I said, this is a question? You know, yes, I said male, female, other. I was like, what other? Is there neuter? Like neutral, neuter? And she was like, please don't act like you don't know this and that. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm just asking a question now, you know? She's like, no, because you know. And I was like, okay. Like, can you answer that for me? Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, girl, I'm like, wow, what the fuck? Like, seriously?
Yeah, that shouldn't even be a question.
Yeah, but see...
You're born a female, you're born a male. That's
But see...
There's no other genders, there's... Sorry.
But that's what, like, Putin's on. Putin's on, you're, like...
If you're gay, if you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian. There's no other gender after that. I'm sorry?
Right, that's...
I have nothing against gay people, nothing against lesbian people, but there's no other genders. Sorry. You're female or male? Sorry.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of other things that you
can't be a cat, you can't be a kangaroo, you can't be a cow,
yeah.
You can't be an elephant. Sorry, that's not how the world works.
Yeah, I mean, I see those things on those TikTok clips about those guys and girls dressed up as fucking dogs and cats, and they're called furries and shit, and I'm just like...
There's one to be in high school.
Yeah, no, there's a couple, actually. There's a couple.
I only know one.
There's a couple. And even Charlotte...
They said the person's a cat. No.
Charlotte even showed me his page.
No.
Yeah, showed me his page. And he actually runs on the floor like a cat.
No. There's no such a thing as a gender...
I think that's called mental disease.
I think your parents should smack the shit out of you.
I'd love to see what the parents look like. They must be like elephants or giraffes or some shit.
Maybe I'm old school.
Yeah.
Maybe we grew up in the 80s, 70s, and 80s and 90s.
Bro, you get your ass whipped by your parents if you turn around. Yo, back in the 70s and 80s, like, gay was
a
problem.
I'm a beer. That's my right. I'm a beer.
Well, back in the day, it was like, even being gay, you know, coming out of the closet if you were gay was like, you know, was a problem. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of my friends that I grew up with, like, hung out with all the time and shit. Perfect example, I don't want to say his name, but he was in our music group, you know, and we found out, we kind of knew, but we found out later when he, you know, came out of closet and, you know, said that he was gay, and we were like, cool, dude, all right, you know, it's fine, whatever. Just remember, I don't go that way, don't touch my ass, you know, and, you know, we can't fool around with you like that, though, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make a person bad or any less than what he is, or her, any less than what she is, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, it's just like, this day and age is just, it's so much different, like, and, that also leads me into another thing. So, you know, I finally got my physical again this year. You know, I haven't gone because COVID, right? And then at the time, for me to get a doctor's appointment took me up to 3 to 4 months, you know, to get a doctor's appointment. So I wasn't even fucking with that. So I finally went back to the doctor this week and, you know, finally dealing with my blood pressure and shit. But the doctor, I'm not going to say his name, you know, because I said to him, I said, listen, I said, you know, I'm really worried about these clots and shit that, you know, are forming in people's bodies and shit from the, you know, the vaccines and shit. And so he was like, well, how many did you get? I was like, 2. He was like, when was your last shot? I was like, 1 year ago on January. He was like, you should be all right. He says, you should be all right. He goes, the only thing is that we've been noticing with people who are getting the third and the fourth shot, you know, they're really having, if they have a medical issue, it's really bringing it out to the forefront. He goes, listen, if everybody was supposed to die because of the shot, he says, you know how many people have gotten the shots? He says, and are not dead. He was like, a lot of us. He goes, and every doctor, every person that works in the hospital has to have all their shots. He was like, and, you know, we're all alive. He was like, now, have I been seeing people's blood pressure elevate? Yeah. He was like, yep, I've been seeing that, and I've been, you know, prescribing a lot more blood pressure medicine now and stuff like that to keep them normal. He was like, but hopefully when all these reviews and shit finally come out and all these explanations, that we'll find out, you know, in a year from now that that will recycle and, like, your body will go back to normal.
Well, I hope you guys get sued because...
That's what they fucked us on that because they even said on it says that you can't, that they're not responsible, Pfizer, you know, for, well, depending on Moderna, whoever you took, you know, shit like that. So, you know, I'm on medicine now for the first time in, I would say, 49 years. The first time that I've ever been on medicine and my doctor even told me, he said, listen, you know, last time you were here was in 2019, and when I did your blood pressure was 148 over 85. He goes, you know, you're running the same blood pressure all the time. He goes, so before you got the shots, your blood pressure was still high. You know, today your blood pressure is 150 over 82. He goes, did it go up really high? No, it didn't. He was like, but, he's like, you know, I'm going to put you on medicine and regulate it, you know what I'm saying, because I have to pass my DOTs. And once I pass the DOT coming up again in 3 months, he wants me off it. And he said, you know what you need to do, and probably everybody's told you, lose more weight. That's it. Get yourself down to a very comfortable spot, and then you'll have no problems at all. So, you know, that's my goal, and I've been doing pretty good with the weight loss and shit. It's just, you know, all this crap with the shots and this. See, the media does that shit, though, because people die every day, and people don't die every day because they have COVID or because they took the shots. But what the media is doing right now is they're highlighting the fact that whoever, like, cardiac arrest and all the shit with the football player Dahmer, all that crap when he, you know, passed out, they want to highlight that shit so that it makes everybody, you know, just like before when they were highlighting all the deaths due to COVID, even though you were in there for cancer. You know, or for something else. Remember, everybody was like,
Car accident.
Oh my God. But guess what? Oh my God. He had COVID when he got into the car accident. He was coughing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But this is what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? So that type of shit is
taking
like
blood work. The guy crashed into a pole doing 190 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Put his head open, but we
found COVID. Yeah, so
the guy's head's gone. You can't find COVID.
And that's what they're doing now, too. And they're just reversing it because the media likes stirring up bullshit. You know, and it's a shame that the media, you know, just reading Texas. It's just so funny how, you know, things come up like that and shit. And I don't know. It just, you know, it bothers me because, you know, I don't know. I feel like a victim myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I waited 2 more weeks or a week or whatever it was, I wouldn't have had to take the shot. But then again, all my kids and my wife and everybody are vaccinated with only 2 shots. You know what I'm saying? We won't never do the other 2. And my doctor even said that we don't offer, when people come in, he goes, if you already had 2 shots, we don't offer you the 3rd or 4th. If you request it, we'll give it to you. But we ask you if you had shots, and it did on the form. Said, how many shots have you had? And I put the 2, and I copied the dates down from my shit on my phone, like on the app I have. And that's all they want to know is, like, if you had whatever shot. And he
how
even said,
I have? Zero.
Right. You know, but even for me, like, you know, you're like, all right, two shots. No, we don't even ask you for the third or fourth because we don't want.
They'll be like, oh, you can't travel out of the country. No problem. I don't need to leave the country.
Right. And that sucked, too, because we were going on a cruise and. What, a week later after the fucking cruise, they stopped the mandate for the shots because how many people had fucking COVID on the boat? Like, thousands, like, people.
People go on, they're not worried about COVID, they're worried about other diseases. There's so many diseases on them cruise ships.
Oh, yeah, because you go from dock to dock, too, like, you know? And who knows?
I've worked on a cruise ship here. There was so many different. We had to bleach everything down.
Right.
Disgusting. We had to wear gloves. It was before COVID.
Right.
It was before COVID.
Yeah, we always had. There's always shit that on those boats. I mean, and now all of a sudden.
Diseases. And they're like, oh, you can't touch this bag. You can't touch this bag. I'm like, yeah, I won't touch any bag. I'm not doing it.
And even my doctor said that there's a lot of HIV coming up now. So it's like, you know, now we're going back to cancer and HIV again. So it's like, whatever. You know what I mean? And what also is really funny is that, like, I've noticed a lot of companies who were giving, like, say if you had COVID and you were having symptoms. Like, now, if you had no symptoms, they wanted you to come to, just in my situation, they wanted you to come to work but put a mask on and just stay away from people. Now, if you did have symptoms, they wanted you to stay home for 5 days. That's what they gave you so that you could recoup and then test before you come back to work. Now, they're not even giving you days no more. You have to use your own sick and personal time, and if you don't have it, they automatically put you on FMLA, which sucks. So, how do you, like, if you, you know, why would, like, people, because there's a couple, like, people I know that are like, oh, I have COVID, and they're like, all right, you're on FMLA. Go fill out the paperwork online, and when you come back for the 5 or 7 days, this and that. But really, the FMLA starts in like 7 days. So you actually have to be out 7 days. So these guys now are not going.
Yeah, because you have to be out 14 days before you
right.
check.
Right. So now these guys are actually going out for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Even more than that for COVID.
Yeah.
Because now they have COVID and they're like, oh, I can't just be out for 5 or 7 days. I'm not even going to get paid. I'm just going to use my time, you know? Which is fucked up because, like they said, COVID's still around and COVID's dangerous and all this other shit. And
no, that's what the media tells you.
That's what the media tells you, right. Right.
That's what the media tells you.
Right. So, I mean, whatever.
Have you ever heard of death in, like, the last year and a half of COVID?
No, now they're just saying it's from cardiac arrests.
Now they're saying the true story.
Right. But, you know, then again, who knows what's really going on, man. You know, and the whole deal is just like.
People that still wear freaking plastic gloves and a fucking mask.
Bro, all over the place.
Drives me crazy.
Bro, everybody does that shit. Like, you know, even like when I went into the hospital, I totally forgot I was going into a hospital. But everybody was masked up and all this other shit. And I had to walk in because I had no more masks. I don't got masks anywhere.
Well, see, hospital, I understand.
Right.
I understand about a hospital because. They can't control anything in the hospital.
Right, it's just it's a free for all. Right.
Like when I went in the hospital for my back, I didn't have to wear a mask.
Bayonne hospital.
Bayonne hospital did not ask me to wear a mask.
Wow, that was emergency room.
Yeah,
wow.
They did not ask me to wear a mask.
Wow. Yeah.
Like if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. I was like, no, I'm good.
Bro, and it was funny because that one time I took. It took Noah to the heart doctor because he had that issue with the shots, and we walked into the thing and they were like, because he found a mask. Yeah, he found a mask in my car and he put the mask on. He was going in. I put my hoodie up like I was gonna go, you know, go to the one of the, like, our doctor's appointment and just take one of the masks that are in there. And you couldn't walk through the fucking door. And this is just, I mean, this is after the COVID problem, so you couldn't even walk through the door without a mask. So guy, Noah was coming in, I had my shirt over my thing. He was like, you can't be like that. So the lady took her mask off and threw it in the garbage. I picked it up and I put it on my face. And he was like, oh my God. And I turned around and I said, what? I said, you're afraid of what? I was like, a disease that's going to do what germs? To you? I was like, bro, I was like, our whole body fights germs every day. I was like, seriously. I was like, you're not letting me in here without a mask. And I don't have any more masks. My son took my mask. I was like, and, you know, I'm not going to let him go by himself. I was like, so what? I took this mask. So what? And he was like, all right, go. go, you know. You're at a risk of catching other things too. I said, oh, what? But I thought COVID was the worst. You know? The minute I got on that elevator, I ripped that shit off. I put it in my pocket. I was like, yo. And then when we went into the doctor's office, they had a whole bunch of masks on the counter. I just took a mask. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, you can't come in because you ain't got a mask. But I'm at a doctor's office. Yeah, but you can't come in. What? All right. Whatever. You know, and I forgot that too when I went to the hospital to get blood work and everything else done. They did a clot test on me too. Like, they did my arteries up here in my neck. And then they did my arteries in my arms. And he said that the most important ones are in your arms and in your neck. And they did some shit like they... you know how like they make you pass out like when you get a choke? So he put the stethoscope thing in my artery. And then they put my head up and then they pushed it in real quick. And I swear to God, I was like going out. I was like seeing stars. I was like, dude, I said, something must be wrong because I'm about to pass out. And he was like, no, I just closed it. I pushed it in, I closed it.
Well, that's because it's true.
And I was like...
They don't want you to have a stroke.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I was like, he was like, yeah, he says, I'm stopping the blood flow to your brain. He's like, yeah, of course that's going to happen. He goes, but I'm listening to hear if I hear any swooshes or any kind of noises coming back from your blood. He goes, and I checked both sides, you're good. He goes, I just checked your wrist, you're good. He goes, everything is good. He says,
I laugh about, like, oh, yeah, COVID get hit people that smoked. I smoked.
But they use it for everything.
I was overweight.
Right. I mean, for us that we're getting older, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, too, like, I think I'm 48 or 49. Right, no.
I never got a flu shot.
I got one, and I never got one again.
I never had a COVID shot.
Right.
Like, I would never do that. But people are like, oh, you should have it. I'm like...
No, you shouldn't. If you,
why would I need a flu shot? I work outside.
But listen, if you don't have to get that
kind of thing, no. All day long.
Right. And that's how I felt, too, because I don't work in houses or nothing. I work outside. Up in the air, 30 feet up in the air, 30, 40 feet up in the air.
Good, I wear a mask. No, I don't need a mask. I fool my shop steward all the time. He's like, you need a mask in the building. I'm like, no, I don't. I was like, what's a mask going to do for me?
Well, they already proved that masks are worth shit. But people still wearing them anyway. So, I mean, let's...
Still be wearing the gloves.
Right. I mean, listen, there was a lot of deaths, and that was probably because we didn't know what we were up against and this and that, and a lot of people lost their lives.
Florida when it happened.
I know.
Like, are you kidding me? With a bunch of people that we didn't know?
Well, there were so many people for that cheer event, and then when we get there, they're all like, oh, guess what? There's a thing called COVID. Huh? We're like, but the event went on without a problem.
And we didn't have a mask coming back.
No. Well, they changed that one last day, right? Remember? Because now you were only able to go in, sit in the bleachers, and walk out after the team went on and there was nobody else in the place. Oh, it was the year after, right. So when we were there, then they didn't do shit because but nobody knew about anything. And then they were like, oh, you might not get back to Jersey because they might close up Florida or this and that. I'd be like, what? No, we're driving. Nobody's going to stop us from fucking going home. You know?
Nobody
had
a mask.
Nah, that was all shock and shit. Nobody knew what was going on, but it was an eerie feeling, especially when they closed, when Joe Biden said that they're going to close the thing down for what, 14 days or some shit?
Yeah.
2 weeks and this and that. And,
it was 2 weeks, then it was a month, then it was...
Yeah, 2 weeks for the curve
to drop
the curve, and then that became fucking 6 months later, you know, and businesses are still closed, people are losing jobs, people losing money, people losing houses, and a whole bunch of shit, and I don't know, man, it's just a time that I, you know, it was weird growing up in this, because, you know what, it was like, now this is something you can remember, meaning like you were around for COVID-19, but, you know, still.
Now it's not COVID, now it's Omicron.
Yeah, Omicron, whatever, man. Yeah. Delta, Omicron, fucking, you know, Megatron.
I'm trying to bring everything up. They're like, oh, you need a shot for this. No, you don't need a shot for this.
Nah, it's just, it is what it is, man. And
you want to kill yourself? Yeah, I'll give you a shot of heroin.
Right. And that's the funny part because I won't even get into that, but, you know, it's just a shame, man. It's a real shame.
Like Zorak's brother, Mark. Marky.
Yeah.
He died, and they put COVID on it. Like, how? How did they do that to him?
a lot of people passed, like, overdosed and shit, and they were COVID victims. And that was all because they were making money off this. And a lot of these hospitals in places that were doing bad business, not bad business, but they were lack bad of business. Money, bad business, right, in lack of money and shit. And, you know, it... What is it? Like, you know, lack of money, and then you just say COVID, and you get automatic how much money from the government, and that's actually smart business to keep your business up going, you know what I'm saying?
Ventilators was...
Oh, ventilation. Oh, my God.
That was the other one was dirty.
Right, that was fucked up. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is when it comes to that and shit. All right, let's not beat the horse on this fucking COVID thing, because this has just been going on for, what, a year, 2 years, 3 years now, and, you know, it's just... What was it, 2019 the shit started? So 2020 was a disaster. 2021 we were recovering. 2022 was decent, you know. 2023, hope for the best, you know. In 2023 we're gonna be in a nuclear war.
Yeah,
so I mean, I don't know. What else do we have?
Not because of COVID, because of the fucking stupid president that we have,
right? So, we were talking about something else, man. What were we saying before when we started this? There's so much to talk about. Just...
I'm blank.
You blank? Yeah, because you got a whole stack right next to you right there.
Three, two, three, four.
Counting slow, bro. Okay.
Four.
I had some shit. Like, I was discussing something this afternoon. I forgot what it was. Shit. I'll probably remember it.
Nine. Never mind.
It was nine? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Yeah.
10.
I was saying something before, man. Oh, my God. It's funny. I mean, this is not related to anything and shit like that, but I, you know, I follow a lot of streamers, and I'm a YouTube fanatic, because while I'm at work, I keep YouTube on, and, you know, stuff like that. Just for me, it helps me out, because I work by myself. So besides, you know, for me not to talk to myself all day, I listen to, like, you know, YouTube and shit like that. So I kind of keep myself occupied mentally, kind of deal. But they got this thing, and I don't know if you've seen it, bro, or not. There's this place. It's called DK Oldies. And they sell... They're from Pennsylvania. Decent business, right? And they sell all retro games and shit. The only problem with the retro games is that they're expensive, right? So, like, you know, say if you want, like, a Super Nintendo... you want a Super Nintendo games, this and that. The prices are, like, $250. Like, the one pack that I was looking at... that people talk about, you know, just as general, was a Super Nintendo with a joystick. But for you to get an original joystick for the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, you have to pay more money. Because what they'll do is they'll give you the game system with an aftermarket joystick, meaning, like, one that looks like it, but it's not from Nintendo. And, you know, shit like that. And a lot of these YouTubers, what they're doing is, I get it, they're getting mad views because they're ordering, you know, a lot of these YouTubers, they got, like, you know, 200 something fucking views on a video, you know, they're making a lot of money monthly and shit through YouTube, right? So they got money to throw around. So what they're doing is they're ordering, you know, like Super Nintendos, and I think one guy did an Xbox or something like that, an original Xbox. And, you know, they sent them. What their problem is with them is like, they're saying that they're refurbishing them. And that's, like, where the problem is like, the refurbishing, like, word. Meaning that if somebody buys something from you and you're saying it's refurbished and it's that much money, right? Because they were perfect one was this. A guy ordered a PlayStation 3. This dude, Jacob Barr, I think it was. He ordered a PlayStation 3 fat backwards compatibility 80 gig.
One I have.
Yeah, he ordered it, and
like
it was
80. I think mine's like 120.
Yeah, yours is the bigger one. But he ordered it. It was like $4.99 from them, and it was marked as outside defect, like outside, not perfect kind of deal, right? So he got it. He got it back to his house. And I actually watched his video. I was disgusted. And he was like, well, he took it out. He was like, God damn, this thing is all scratched up. But I did buy one that was flawed, right? He was like, so it's fine, you know, if it's scratched up, because it is cosmetically flawed. Just as long as it works, that's fine, because he was just giving it away. But he didn't give it away because he ended up sending it back. Now, the problem is that, like he says, is if you're paying this much money from a flawed thing, now the regular one was like $700-something, right? So he was like, I got the flawed one. They didn't even give me an original PlayStation joystick. They gave me an aftermarket. He was like, and I'm paying almost this much money for a flawed. They could have just gave me a PlayStation 3 joystick. You know what I mean? He was like, but when he,
they were only like $10 now.
Right, but when he opened up, he was like, let me see what it is, because these guys, they do repairs, like Review Tech USA and all this other stuff. They do repairs on these things too. So he opened it up, and it was, dude, it was caked with dust. It was brown dust everywhere. Yo, it was so bad, because when he turned it on, it sounded like it was taking off. Like it was going, woo, like this thing sounds now. You know, and he was like, well, he went through with the whole thing, took the whole board apart, and he was like, all right, well, at least if you refurbish it, maybe you should change the thermal paste that's on the chips to keep the heat, like, to do the stuff. They didn't do that either. So what he said to that, was saying is that, why are you buying something that says refurbished if it's not refurbished? It's not even cleaned. So how do you know it's good? Like, if you're buying, like, say if you buy from somebody, you know, and the guy's a heavy smoker, right? The minute you plug it in and turn it, if you don't clean the fans and shit, it's going to blow the smoke into the house. Like, you're going to smell it coming from the thing. So he's like, why don't they, if they say that they open, because the problem is that DK Oldie says, we open up every one of our things and clean it and make sure it's good. If it's something broken in it, we replace it. So he said, all right, well, obviously this wasn't open because it wasn't cleaned. It's a fucking disaster. It's dirty. And second, the thermal paste wasn't changed or even add more on. He was like, so what did you actually do with this PlayStation? So he had a request or whatever and sent it back and called them and stuff like that and said, well, listen, I just did a video of this and that. And they were like, oh, well, you voided the warranty. And he was like, no, I didn't void the warranty because your warranty sticker doesn't mean shit because you never opened the thing because the voided thing from the manufacturer from PlayStation was still on the thing. So it was never opened in the first place. They just put one of their stickers on one of the holes where the, you know, the bolts was. And all right, so moral of the story, though, a lot of YouTubers now, you know, for views and shit like that, guys who don't have views and, you know, who want more views and stuff like that, because they're doing these videos and stuff and actually dragging and ragging the company and this and that. Now, you know, I personally feel like if I go, if I'm buying a system for $260, like a Super Nintendo, thank God I have one. I don't have to buy it for that much. But, if you go on eBay, you can get it for like $80. The whole thing plus a Nintendo joystick, a real one, like, you know. So, you know, you get what you deserve, though. Like, you get what you pay for. So, if you're a rich person, like, and doesn't care and got disposable income and actually wants, I mean, supposedly their shipping is fast as fuck. So, if you order it, you'll get it a couple days later and stuff like that. So, I mean, supposedly, I mean, if that's what you want, then that's what you want. But, you know, for paying that much money and shit, that's up to you. Like, you know, and availability. Meaning, like, if you go onto another website and they don't have it, and you go onto his website, DK Oldies, and they have it, if and you want
PS3,
it.
I got a PS3.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is like, if
you, I guess sold straight up $1,300.
Right. But if you, say for, like, I need it. Like, I, you know, because all these video games and shit like that are not needs. Like, you don't need it, but you want it because you want to play it. Like, you want it. So it's not a necessity. So it's not like something that you need to go on their thing and be like, I'm buying it from you because I need it. You don't need it. Do you know what I'm saying? But the problem is that if you're going to buy this stuff from there, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? That's your decision as a buyer. Like, you know, in all these other companies and stuff, I understand the refurbishment shit. Like, if I bought a PlayStation from them for that amount of money, yeah, you damn right, I would hope that they fucking cleaned it. You know what I'm saying? Inside it, vacuum it out, blow it out. You know, use a can of air cans, and blow out all that shit.
All the time.
Yeah, blow it out all that shit. I do it now with my PlayStations now. Like, I'll blow them out every so once in a while because, like, dust collects in the house a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I got the tower with the extra fans on it, and I constantly have to fucking blow them out, you know? And I take apart the PlayStation 5 every so once in a while, and I clean out all the dust.
I wish I played, like, PlayStation a lot more than I do.
Right. I mean, it's fun, like, you know, sit down and relax. But, I mean, you know, like, for me, like, I haven't touched it in, like, 3 or 4 days, but I'm going to play some tomorrow. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, you get what you want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they have skeptical prices and shit on their website, but nobody's telling you have to buy from them. Like, you know, go to eBay, go to somebody else.
You know, I have Xbox. I'm like, I've never even opened the games.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I got such, inside my closet, I have such a collection of fucking systems. Yeah,
I got PS5 for Christmas. It's still sitting in a box.
Right, I got Ataris, I got ColecoVisions, I got Intellivisions. I have all that shit in my closet. And I guarantee you that half the shit probably don't work now. You know, I've been carrying them all my life, you know, but they're there. You know what I'm saying? It's just the point that, you know, I don't know, like, you know, people, that's what gets me sometimes with business and shit, because it's like, if you go to somebody and he's selling the product for $12, right, but then you go to somebody else and that guy's selling the product for $18, that guy who's selling it for $18 gets mocked and shit because this product is more money. Now, if the quality and the shit is equivalent, then it's just the fact of whether you're buying it from him or you're buying it from him. So if you choose to buy it from the guy that's more money, I've done it plenty of times too. Like, I've ordered shit and I'm like, oh fuck, dude, that store was selling that shit for like $10 less, bro. Like, yo, why did I buy it from there? Well, because I bought it and I already got it. So it's like, you know, it is what it is, bro. But that's been going on, like, for a while now on social media. Like, I do like watching the videos and shit, you know, but it's the same thing all the time. It's like, they're trying to figure out, like, people are trying to figure out, like, if they're actually scamming people with the refurbishment shit, meaning like you're just buying them. You show in your videos that people are sitting around tables and cleaning, you know, consoles and shit, but how are you actually cleaning the consoles? You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is, you know. It just goes through that, like, and
it's called a shock back. It's a little shock back.
Yeah, shock back or blowout or doing something, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then just clean out the fronts and stuff like that. A lot of the fronts look clean. But then again, you know, after they clean them and the shit sits on a shelf for, like, months, it's going to collect dust and shit again. So it's like, you know, and they're probably taking it from the shelf and putting it in a box and saying, well, at one time I did clean it, but that stock has been sitting there for a year now, you know? So it's like, you know, you got 100 PlayStation, 100 regular Nintendos, you know, sitting in a thing, and, you know, they're taking from the top, or I don't know how they do it, but, you know, not everybody's going to buy 100 Nintendos. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I wish I had my original Nintendo. We had a blown in disc.
Yeah, no, I still got mine. What the hell was that? Wow, that was weird that turned on. That's weird. I don't know. But that's about it. I don't know. You got anything else? I mean, we could stop this podcast.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you got nothing to talk about? Nothing you want to throw out there for tonight?
Yeah, Chris is a bitch.
Who the hell's this?
Chris, we love you, bro. We love you, but you got to stop acting like that.
We got your picture up here, bro. This is for you. This is for you, man. All right?
We got to take pictures.
So now, yeah, it's getting bad now. So I was actually going to put the picture on the chair and just take a picture and be like, yo, Chris, how do you think about this? I forgot.
We should make shirts.
And be like, where is this guy? Or
we should make stickers and be like, MIA.
Yeah, Warzone. All right, guys. So we're probably gonna put this podcast out in the video and stuff like that. But tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be able to have Chris out here too, so that we have our three, and we can do a podcast, a full podcast. And I'll post that one next week sometime. you know, because we're going to put this one out, you know, probably tomorrow, and then the other one we'll post during the week so that we have some content for the week. And then hopefully next weekend we'll be able to do stuff. And I still have a lot of ideas for this. It's just crazy. I'm going back to doing the managing the print shop now too. So it's like I'm going to be running this one again this week, and I got to manage that other one up the town, and then I still got to do my job, my normal job. So I'm going back into the burner again for a while. But whatever. All right. So I'm going to stop this now. God bless everybody. Be good. Be kind. Be whatever. And we'll talk to you later. All right.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys. It's the White Room, and we're out.